I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. Are you bored with cabin fever? Well, why not get out of the house, bundle up, grab your rifle, and try to take down some wintertime predators? More on predator hunting right after this.
The bugle of the bull elk once rang throughout elk country, almost all of North America. As this land was settled, elk and other wildlife came dangerously close to extinction. Conservationists and hunters have helped wildlife populations rebound. Today, elk number nearly a million, but loss of habitat still poses a very real threat to their future. To help ensure the future of wildlife in wild places, call the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at 1-800-CALL-ELK or visit us on the web at rmef.org.
Generally in West Virginia, when you start talking about predator hunting, the coyote is the first animal that comes to mind. Lee Strawn of the DNR is proficient in hunting these animals and offers a couple of basic pieces of advice.
Obviously, you want to be well camouflaged. They've got a pretty keen eyesight. I'd dress like you would if you were turkey hunting in the spring. Keep wind in mind. They've got a good nose on them. You want to keep an eye out downwind. Normally, they'll come in downwind.
The setup is clearly the key for success, and Strawn explains it can make all the difference in the world.
You want to keep in mind one of the most important things on actually making a setup is getting where you can actually see. You obviously don't want to be looking into thick cover, and you want to, if at all possible, try and keep the sun to your back. That way, the sun is in the eyes of the coyote, and it makes it a little more difficult for them to make you out when they're coming in. Getting in a position where you can actually see good, you're not looking into thick cover, you want to be able to see as far as you can, a good vantage point.
Now, electronic calls are allowed for coyote hunting in West Virginia, and moving away from that calling device can be helpful.
It's actually more advantageous to put it out away from you. I wouldn't put it more than 30 or 40 yards. The coyote will pick up on that sound and where it's coming from. He'll pinpoint it pretty accurately. If you put it any further away from you, obviously you're going to make your shot on a coyote further.
Now, don't confine yourself to coyotes alone. There are plenty of other critters out there that may respond.
Probably the most readily called in fur bear in West Virginia would be the gray fox. They're pretty aggressive when they come into a call. Bobcats also, they come in. They're a little more secretive. They take a little longer than say, a gray fox would typically. There's red fox, gray fox, raccoon, they'll come in to calls, coyotes, but there's a lot of critters out there that you can call in.
Now, a predator's always searching for an easy meal, and an animal that's hurt's clearly an easy target, so the distress call is far more popular.
Distress calls are the most common. There are like a gray fox pup tape. They typically work best on gray foxes.
Now, it's certainly legal to use a red or an amber lens for night hunting on coyotes, but it's probably easier to hunt them in the late day or early morning hours since the natural light can make a big difference. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.